Over 1,300 people right now logging on. Is that cool or what? Over 1,300 people right now logging on. That's what I'm talking about, because when you look around, you know, blah, blah, blah. But we're living a generation right now that is all technology. The buildings, all that, they don't exist anymore. You know, real estate doesn't exist anymore in people's lives. I'm watching my own children. They're going to virtual school. You see? How many people understand what I'm talking about? I just started working in a business that I'm really excited about. It's going to take a while to get up and running. But I have a virtual office. We have a virtual ministry. How many people are starting to understand what's going on? You see what I'm saying? So brick and mortar isn't happening. What's happening is people want to be in their homes doing all they can possibly do in their homes. But I am saying, get on an airplane, get on a bus, get in your car, find a way to get down here, because there is something special when you do come to this place. Amen? How many people will agree on that one? I remember people walking through that door, and it was like walking into Shekinah glory. Boom! What just hit me? Well, you just walked into the Spirit of God. You just walked into the Holy Ghost. You just walked into that realm of heaven. And their lives has changed. I've seen healings. I've seen many kind of signs and wonders and miracles take place as soon as they walk through that door. So I encourage you that are out there, try to walk through that door. Just so that they can also get a personal word too. How many people have gotten personal words that changed their lives? Amen. So I think Pastor Kurt wants to share something real quick.
Real quick, I was just walking outside and I had the bucket in my hand. And I opened the door, and I mean, there's not a wind or anything out there. And I kid you not, when I'm holding the bucket with my right hand, now I'm not going delusional, I felt this on the bucket. The bucket got pulled. I ain't kidding you, it wasn't the wind, it wasn't vacuum or nothing like that. That door was open. And as soon as I stepped through that threshold outside, so believe.
I'm feeling a little woozy on this one.
Believe. Something's going to happen financially, I believe, with the ministry. And remember, when it happens in the ministry, everybody goes up. So I believe everybody, if you gave or not, if your heart's in the right place, you will be blessed. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. I'm excited. Listen, when God did something supernatural in us and he called us to this generation of giving this gospel message out, I knew that he was going to take care of all of our needs. I just knew it. We serve a God that is filled with signs and wonders and miracles. And if anybody understands that, it's supernatural. And we live in a supernatural world. Before I get started in my message, I want to quickly call up Greta. Greta, I want to offer you this certificate. She got baptized here, and she just recently... her life is changing, and I think it's so awesome. When I first met Greta, man, I saw a woman who was just kind of scared, kind of like in her own world and not really sure about herself. And now I see her, and I take it through this ministry. I see her now of like a flower that's just blossoming. She knows who she is. She's got confidence, and she's beautiful too, isn't she? Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Can you do me a favor and just kind of show your certificate with that cute smile? Yeah! Woo!
Oh, I love you.
Amen, amen. And... you know, I'm waiting for Alex to come, but, you know, I don't know when she might show up. But I'm going to ask you, if you can make sure that she gets this, please. And then when she comes, tell her to bring it so I can see her beautiful face. Yes, let's give her a hand. Amen? Amen. I'm going to hold on to these prayer cloths, and I shared this before, these prayer cloths here. I'll tell you what, they seem like they want to just fall on the ground right now. So I'm going to stop picking them up, and I'm just going to keep on letting them fall. And there's a glory that is actually in this place. And what's beautiful about it is it's a Shekinah glory. It's his presence. I can't explain it. You know, there's angels. How many people believe in angels? You know, they're real. Okay, and God has gifted me a beautiful gift. And he assigned me many, many angels. It's a beautiful thing. I'm overwhelmed right now. I'm getting all overwhelmed by his presence. And angels, Beautiful, beautiful angels go with these things. And if you want an angel with you, please grab one. You're going to have an extra angel assigned to you. Jake, I want to give you an angel. Can I give you an angel? Here, catch it. Keep that angel. Keep that angel with you. I'm going to hold on the rest, and as I speak, I'm just going to release angels. With that being said, I'm going to start my message. And I'm speaking a series the world needs to understand. I want to thank all those nations that are logging on, 67 nations. We're changing the world. There are hungry people that want to know the truth. And God is bringing you to the website. It's not by accident that you are getting onto this website. It's ordained by God. The Spirit of God is drawing you and moving you to find us somehow or another, because we're not doing anything special to get you logging on. With that being said, we know that we're called to the nations if you look at them all around. And we knew it from the very time that we were called, we were going to hit the nations. And it was spoken and prophesied over us that, you know, you wouldn't have a brick and mortar type building, even though I'm grateful for what we're doing here. But I'm not even thinking about reaching out for a brick or mortar building. It's going to be an internet-based ministry, which we're very grateful that we are reaching thousands of people around the world. And that's all my heart could be asking for, because if I can give the gospel message to someone in Arabia and they start using that message and they are ministering to thousands, I mean, what better can it be? Amen? Amen. So, you know, this series that is beginning that we're speaking about is why God? And I want to let everyone know why God is, because we are living in a world that is within a world. How many people understand what I'm saying at this point? There is a carnal world where you can actually physically touch, physically see, and taste, all that. And then there's another world, just like I mentioned about these. It's a spiritual world that angelic beings, angels, are encamped all around us. And there are places in this world. There's actually places. Do you know that your hope, let's say your hope is a very spiritual place. It doesn't exist right now, but your hope is a very spiritual place. And as you begin to desire and hope, that manifests on earth. Jesus, who is a man that, you know, understood the truth, and he's in this book here. And if you don't know about this book, it's called the Holy Bible. This is one of the books that are as close as possible that I can imagine that has changed my life when my life was altered by the spiritual host. And this book here is goes along with 100% of what was given to me in that realm of heaven. And so I'm here as a witness about this book. This book is a genuine book. I'm not going to say to you, oh, I need to believe in this book because, you know, we were told to believe in this book. Listen, how many people realize that they're not sure about this book? Think about it. You believe a book because somebody told you to believe it? Well, what was given to me is in this book. And now I can say I believe in this book. And this is what I'm trying to say. You know, I know that there are people out there saying, oh yeah, you should believe in the Holy Bible. Oh no, you should believe in that book. Why? Because your father said it, your mother said it, your grandmother said it, because it's been around for a real long time? What do you have to witness in this book? Well, I'm here to confess that I have a witness. Oh, hallelujah. And that witness was given to me supernaturally to tell you that this book is real and to believe in it. Now, you may not quite understand all of it, and I can relate, okay? But this book is a good book. With that being said, if you don't have one, contact us. We'd like to try to get one to you. And I'm going to continue to speak on this message, why God. So we live in two worlds. Most of these two worlds, we don't quite really realize that it exists. And why God is because God allows you to see the world that we don't see. God is the one and the power, the only one, that allows you to see this world and believe in this world. You cannot see this world and you cannot believe in this world without God. I might tell you about this world and you might see it for a moment by your hope. Oh yeah, I can see my hope. But how quickly does your hope fade away? Think about it. You forget about it. You don't think about it on a daily basis. It comes up every once in a while. But it's not a part of you. It's not you. It's not in your world. I want you to come into God's world. I want you to come into this world because when you come into this world, it actually manifests on earth. Jesus had that same thing. Father, you know, please, on earth as it is in heaven. He was asking for the things to come on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven is actually first. Or the spiritual world is first. And then the spiritual world manifests the natural world. How many people are following me a little bit here? Okay? Everything has been created by a dream. Everything was created by a vision. Everything was created by an idea. Everything that was created was by a thought. How many people are following me? I want you to stay really focused with me today because I want you to know that heaven is before you. I want you to know that the world that I want you to come in, where God is, and He's the one that actually controls and manages everything, is first before you. He goes before you. How many people are getting excited right now? This is why God. This is why we need God. If we don't have God, then we don't have a vision. We don't have an idea. We don't have a hope. We don't have nothing. We are basically blind, deaf, and dumb. That's what they refer to. We are basically walking around confused, not sure of ourselves, no confidence. We have nothing. We're always walking around with doubt and uncertainty and, oh, it'll never work. And, oh, you know, and we have a little bit of a glimmer of heaven, maybe. A little glimmer of heaven. Well, I hope so. But never that confidence to believe in your heaven. I'm going to say your heaven and your God. Even though it's my heaven and my God, but it's your heaven and your God. And if you don't start taking ownership of the world that we really live in, guess what? You don't have a life. You have no life. You're lifeless. So I want you to start coming to know my God. I want you to start knowing your God. I want you to know my world, and I want you to know your world. Because as soon as you start to know who your world is and know who you are and know your God, oh, hallelujah, you begin to start seeing, and the world that you believe in manifests. How many want that? Oh, I want that so bad. I believe that my angels go with these. If I didn't believe, do you think the angels would go? They go in my world. I know they go. In my world, they go. They're here. They're here. You see? It has a lot to do with faith. Faith is God. I shared this before in a message, and I'm going to keep sharing it again because God does not exist. But He does exist. Just like the world that I'm talking about don't exist. But it does exist. You just don't know it. You have no idea that it's there. The only way that I can get you to start seeing the world that I live in is by... Did you ever have a a vision, like a desire? Did you ever see yourself sitting anywhere, relaxing, or picturing yourself being something like in a job, or seeing yourself married, you know, with children, or the house that you want to live in? Has anyone ever had those thoughts? Welcome to my world. And my world is real. And the only way that makes it real is my God. That's what I'm saying. You got to know my God. And when you know my God, you get so happy and so excited, because you know that it's not a fairy tale. It's real. Whatever I want, whatever I need. Now, I don't want a lot of things. That's why I don't have a lot of things. You know, I realize to live less is best. You know, when you start to have a lot of things, you realize it's a lot of work and maintenance and all that other stuff. And as you get older, you become wiser in this area, and you're like, I want to get rid of everything. I don't, even these little knickknacks that I hung on to forever. You know what? It was great, but here, have it. You know, it's your issue and your problem now. I want to donate it to you. It's been in the family. Here, just please, just take it. I want you to know my God. I really want you to know my God, because my God makes your life free. My God makes you adventurous. My God gives you boldness and strength. My God gets you to the place where you feel like you're young again, and you have a breath of fresh air, and there's no fear or worry or concern, because you know that the world that you live in is so real, and that God's love is so great for you that he doesn't desire for any one of us to suffer. I don't know anybody that dreams bad dreams. The first time we have a bad dream, what do we want to do? We want to forget it. We want to say, oh my God, that was a horrible dream. Let me think of flowers. Let me think of happy stuff. Remember that great vacation I just had? Ooh, you start thinking about good things. Nobody, that's God. That's God saying to you, you don't have to think those bad things. God is there. We just need to understand how much he's there for us. He wants us to live this world. He wants us to come into this world, which you might say, and the world is always saying this, oh, that's an imagination. Stop dreaming those dreams. Let's start looking at reality. Come on. Why do you want to dream that? It's too big for you to get there. You'll never afford it. That's crazy. Knock it down a little bit. The God that I know says, lift your dreams up higher. Lift them up higher. And then when you get to that level, lift them up even higher. And when you get to that level, go higher. That's what my God is saying. Because he says that his ways are far above our ways. His thoughts are far above our thoughts. He'll do far exceedingly above all that we can even comprehend or even imagine. I don't know about you, but I thought I dreamed big. And when I heard that, I said, oh my God, so you're saying I can have bigger than what I'm thinking? You say I can do bigger than what I'm doing? You mean I can have more than what I'm, but I don't want any more, but I can have more than what I have? This is the God that I have in my heart, who I love and who loves me so much, that I want my God to love you and as he loves me. And it's so true. All you have to do is say, hey God, can you come into my life? Hey God, can you show me what, you know, this guy has, and I want what you have, and can you be with me? All you have to do is say, God, come, I'm ready. And then listen to these CDs, listen to these messages, log on to our site, because I will tell you how to continue to keep this relationship with God. Now, there are two worlds that we live in. I want you to live in this world. I want you to dream big. Don't stop dreaming, please. Dream big. Don't stop hoping. Hope big. Just because you don't get it overnight, don't lose your hope, please. Understand that God is preparing things in your life. God is working details out. Do you know when you build a home, you can't move in it right away? Why is that? Because there's permits and approvals and ground clearance and foundational work and all this other stuff. You know, they got to make all these things and all these preparations. Well, that's the same thing with one of your hopes, one of your dreams, one of your passions. All of a sudden, you get this new dream. Ooh! And you had this revelation. Your light came on. Where do you think the light came on? That was God. That's my God giving you the light. Boom! Ooh! I got a revelation. I got a dream. I got a vision. I got a hope. That's my God. My God enlightened you. He came in with light. My God is nothing but light. And he came in and gave you that. So don't think, it happens overnight. Hold on to it. Because there's some groundwork that needs to be done. My children are suffered and destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And I'm going to give you some spiritual knowledge so that you're not destroyed. When your hopes aren't coming to pass right away, you just want to give up. You know, we get discouraged. Well, it'll never happen. It'll never work. Oh, you know, I've been waiting for it for a couple years. And, you know what? You might give up and only one more step and you would have been there. Why are you giving up? Why? I don't understand. Don't give up. This is something that we need. We need to continue to believe in the world that we can't see. God's not, uncompassionate. Okay? He's very compassionate. And when we cry out to him and say, God, I just really, I know that you gave me this dream because it's a light of you. But help me with my weakness. Help me hold on to that dream. Help me hold on. Don't let me ever forget your goodness and your love. I know that it's there because you would have never given it to me. It would have never been a light in my eyes. It would have never been a picture to my heart. It would have never been a thought in my imagination if it wasn't from you. But give me the strength. This is why I say, why my God? This is why I want you to know who my God is, because my God will brush that off and he'll give you that strength and that hope to say, you know what? No, that is from him. And that's something I want to hold on to, and I'm never going to let you go. I'll never let go of the hope. He is your hope. He is your dream. He is your vision. He is everything that you are. So never let him go. He never let you go. And when you let that one go, that vision or that hope, that dream, and let's say your weakness in yourself because you didn't call upon my God, and all of a sudden you just tend to lose hope or you tend to lose dream. As soon as you begin to start saying, hey, God, I want you back in my life. Boom, 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 boom. All of a sudden you get new dreams. You get new thoughts, you get new visions, you get new hopes. He'll never leave you or forsake you. He'll always build a life with you. Our life is hopes and dreams. Our life is nothing but inspirations. Everything. Think about how this world even started and it was created. Look at about the country that you live in. How about the light bulbs? How did they come into existence? With an imagination, with a thought. How about your family? How about your loved one? How did they come in? How about your children? How did they come in? A desire. I think maybe we should have some on the other hand. Oh, but on the other hand, how do you know? Maybe it was a desire there all the time. You just weren't honest with it, And I want to share about this world that we live in, because there is one part, and this is why I say, why God? Because God is a defender of his light. God is a defender of his hopes and his dreams. The last thing that God wants you to do is to lose your dreams or your hopes or your desires or your thoughts or your inspirations. How about we put that all together and we'll call it your life? Because without that, you have no life. Amen? How many people are following me? You have no life if you don't have these lights. So you're made up of light. Amen? I want you to know how close God is with you. My God. I want you to know how my God is so close to you. My God is your dreams. My God is your visions. My God is your inspirations. My God is your life. And without my God, you have no life. And we're walking around not realizing that my God is with you. And you create all these other gods and you create all these other images and everything else. And, you know, and you're putting all your dreams and hopes on them when in really you need to hold on to just Him. Don't create other gods. Create Him. He is your life. How many people are following me on this? He's not a carved image, nor is He a figment of your imagination. He's not a being that you can actually relate to. He is your life. And God is your life. How many people are seeing this now? Amen. Now, I want you to know that God is a protector of His life, which is your life. So He's a protector of your dreams. He's a protector of your visions. He's a protector. He wants you to live out those things that were given to you. Do you know that? The reason is because there's a motive behind God. There's always a motive behind a power, isn't it? You turn the power on, there's something that's going to happen, right? Okay, so there's a motive behind power. Power doesn't exist just to be stagnant and not do anything. And God is a power. So there's a motive behind that power. When you begin to manifest the power of God, that light that's inside of you, that vision, that dream, that hope, that inspiration, guess what happens? You turn on. You get turned on. And when you get turned on, guess what? You're like this. Wow! Guess what just happened? And you know what? Everybody else sees the light. Everybody else starts to say, wow! 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 What's going on? I want to know about your light. I want to know what's going on with you. I want to know what's happening. I want to know. And that's what the motive of God's power is. To begin to manifest Him throughout the whole world. I'm not the only one that's going to tell somebody about my God. Because when you know my God, you're going to be the one telling them about your God. And so on and so on. Has anyone ever seen that commercial, the Pearl hairdo commercial, when one tells one friend and then another one tells another friend and then two tell friends and then those two tell two more friends and so on and so on. And next thing you know, you got thousands of pictures of that one individual who told thousands of friends. Well, that was God's design. He wanted the whole world to know who He is. He wants the whole world to know who He is. The light of the world. He is the light of the world. Now, you would think it's all easy. Oh, well, that's real easy. Well, I'm going to have to tell you that it's not all easy. I have to. Okay, because there's another part of the world that lives. And nobody likes to hear this. Everybody wants to hear about the good light. I just want to hear about the good light. But if you don't know about the bad light, you're never going to understand why things are happening the way they're happening. And they all enter into your mind. They all enter into your thoughts. Oh, it's never going to happen. I would like to talk about Darkness as doubt. How many of us here have doubted your hopes and dreams? They started, some time took, and then next thing you know, we started to fail. How many of us started our light really happy and excited? I mean, we really threw our whole body into it. We wrote things down on paper. We went shopping and the whole nine yards. And then all of a sudden, hardship started to come. Or time started to take longer than what we wanted. Or things just took place and it brought discouragement. How many people have been there? Good! Because then you can relate what I'm saying. If it never happened to you, then you'd be like, what? I don't understand. But now, because these things happen to you, now you're going to understand. Well, just like when God said he has to prepare everything when you build the house, you know, some groundwork needs to be done and maybe some, you know, permits, and it's a long drawn out thing, right? And sometimes all of a sudden your house gets built pretty quick, like you got the ground cleared and the foundation done, and all of a sudden you see the bricks and mortars go up and the lumber's delivered and you're like real excited and it's like, yeah! And then all of a sudden, boom, things stop for a while. And then it seems like nothing's going on. What's our first attitude? Ow! What's going on here? This should be done by now. What's happening? Oh, I don't understand it. Wait, get on the phone, give them a call. And then all we do is just make things upset. We just like get everybody all upset and everything, and we're pushing and kicking, and we got to just realize that the vision is going to come to pass. God is working things out that you can't see. You don't even know. And so because these things aren't happening, we get all upset. Listen, God is preparing. He's over here at the manufacturing, putting all the pieces together and glue. And he's like, I'm doing the best I can do. I'm trying to do. You don't understand the people that I'm over here that orders things. I'm doing everything I can do. Just please. Know that you'll have a beautiful vision when it's all done. Everything will be perfect. And it'll be. And then you'll sit back a month later, and you'll say, what was I thinking? This is wonderful. Why did I have my joy and my peace and everything's, where, why? I don't understand. Why did I get so upset? What's going on? How many people have been there? Amen. You know, it's amazing how God just doesn't let me prepare. I come in and the word just comes out. I thank God for everyone here because this is for you. Now, with that being said, I want you to understand that God is working on your behalf. But there's a dark force out there. There's a dark realm, a world that was not created in God's life until this earth was created. And then this dark force came existence. And it's the reason is because it's all for us to just believe and trust in him more. It's just for us to just come to a place of surrender and just put everything in God's hands and let God be God. How many of us want to be God? Think about it. It needs to be done when I want it to be done. It has to be the way I want it. It has to go the way I want it to go. It's not going the way I want, and I want it to go the way I want. So who wants to be God? I think we all want to be God. But God wants to show you that, he's the only God. And the more we want it when we want it, you know what he does? I think I'll make you wait another day. until you finally realize who I am. How do you like me now? Why? Because I can. This is what God is saying. He's going to say, listen, I'm going to make your life miserable until you finally surrender to me. And then when you surrender to me, I'm going to get your heart to say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Because I'm going to put it all together real fast and give it to you just like that before you even know it. And you'll say, wow, this is a miracle. And then you're going to come to a place of saying, I'm sorry, I should have always trusted you. This is why I want you to know my God. Because you didn't do anything wrong. We always think that we did something wrong. Well, maybe I wasn't on top of it, or maybe I should have done this, or maybe I should have done that. Geez, what's going on? I don't understand. And then you're not pointing fingers at anybody either. It's their fault. If they weren't doing the job, then this would have been done by now. It's their fault. It's their fault. It's their fault. How many have been there? Amen. It's not their fault, and it's not your fault. It's just God building a relationship with you. And if you can know God sooner, the better it's going to be. And this is why I say, why God? Now let's get back to the dark forces that are out there that are just kind of playing around and interfering, because their job is one job alone: to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what they're doing. They don't want you to have your hopes. They don't want you to have your dreams. They don't want those things. And it's sad, too, because we serve a loving God, and it's like, God, why don't you just deal with it? Why do I have to deal with these issues, the darkness that's trying to rob, steal, kill, and destroy? Well, that mind pattern I need to break, because God is dealing it. He is dealing with it. It's not your battle. It's God's battle. See, automatically we think we have to fight. Automatically we think we have to, battle it. We don't have to battle. It's God's battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. How many people have heard that? Those that are following Christianity and other things like that. Good. The battle belongs to the Lord. It's not your battle. You got to let it go. You got to let God be God. You got to let the light overcome the darkness. You got to let the light come over on the darkness. Now, I'm going to read a scripture verse here about the Bible. Okay? Because in Ephesians, it does talk about warfare. And we need to kind of know what warfare is. Warfare isn't fighting in your own strength. You got to surrender. You got to let God be God. But there is warfare. Okay, there's a world that we live in that we have to war. How about just warring with yourself, calming yourself down? How about that? That's a war. That's a tough one, isn't it? That's probably one of the most hardest things to do, is to tell yourself, calm down. Everything's going to be okay. How about the warfare of not giving up? Don't give up. Don't give up. Come on. Don't give up. Come on. Believe. It's going to get done. Believe. Everything will be okay. So there's warfare. We got to not neglect warfare. We can't just sit around just saying, oh, well, okay. There's an inspiration and an unction to make that phone call. So you might have to make that phone call. You might have to interact with individuals. You might have to get involved. But there's a whole formula about this. And God gives you the light to handle it. When you leave God and let God be who you are, and He moves you and He breathes on you, you manifest Him on earth. And then He consumes you. And it's no longer you that lives, but He that lives within you, because you're nothing but a hot mess. How many people realize that we are nothing but a hot mess? We are so messed up. We have no control whatsoever, and we think we do. And then when we do do something. We're like so prideful about it. And yeah, we didn't do absolutely nothing from the beginning. It's just God, all God, and nothing but God. So, it says here, I got it. Let me see. And it says, bum, bum, bum. Okay, here it is. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Now, the heavenly places is the world that we live in, which is our hopes and our dreams and our imaginations, our desires, you know, all that light, okay? And then you can see that there are different levels of this darkness, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual host of wickedness. And then it says in verse 13, therefore, take up the whole armor of God. So we got to protect. We got to protect ourselves. We got to put this armor on. And this is what I want us to begin to do. Put on some armor. And it says that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. And I'll break all this down maybe next service, because it's too much right now to deal with, because it's a whole message in itself about truth and righteousness. Having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, take the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the sword of God. And then it always says, and pray and be watchful and all that other stuff. I want us to lift our visions higher. I want to leave here today with our visions higher. I don't want you to lose hope. I want you to live. I don't care how old you are, and I don't care how young you are, because life is life. Life has no age. Life has no time. It's eternal. How many people understand eternal? It's like beyond our comprehension. You know, and so there are darknesses, powers, and principalities that steal our hope. For example, I would have been able to do that if I was 20 years younger. Or if I was just a little bit older, maybe when I'm 10 more years older, I can go ahead and do it. Where did that come from? What is that all about? I have no idea. These are powers and principalities and wickedness and darkness that is stealing already our light. Oh, I missed it. Did you really? Who said that you missed it? Oh, that's gone and over with and that'll never happen. Oh, really? Who is telling you these things? Powers, principalities, darkness, wickedness, all that stuff. I want you to leave here lifting your visions higher, establishing more hopes, getting a life. I want the light to come in and give you a life. I want my God to come into your heart and give you a life. Not only do I want you to have a life, if you have one, I want you to build on it and get it higher. And I also want you to get mad. What do you mean mad? I want you to get so angry. I want you to get so upset. Oh, I never heard this before. I want you to get so angry to the point where you put your foot down and say, no more am I going to let these lies steal my life. I want you to get so angry and so mad, and I want you to get so frustrated to the point where you're like, that's it. I'm going to do something about it. I want to call on the name of the Lord. Even if I don't know him, I'm going to start knowing him. God, if you're out there, hear me now. I'm done. I want my life back. You've given me a life, and these things have stole it. I want you to get angry at the darkness. I want you to get angry at principalities. I want you to get angry at darkness, wickedness, spiritual hosts in high places. I want you to get angry at them. There's nothing wrong about being angry at them. You have every right to be angry at the things that have been lying to you all this time. You've been duped. You've been duped. Not duped, duped. You've been duped. You've been duped. How many people find out when they've been lied to or deceived, they get mad? Good for you. Good for you. I am so glad that you got mad. I hope you really got mad. And you probably even said in your heart, you know what? I might have gotten the wool pulled over my eyes this time, but it's not going to happen again. How many people have said that before? Good for you. I am so happy for you. This is the start. This is the beginning. We have to realize that these things have been stealing the light out of you since the day you were born. They might have came through friends, families, whatever, imaginations, whatever. But they came. Who cares how they came? They came. I want you to just start getting mad at them. Once you start getting mad at them, now we can move forward. And then I don't want you to start getting like manifesting where you're just like picking up the phone and rah! No, I want you to just now trust in God. I want you to now have a relationship with God, the light, and express your anger to God. Because you have every right to. You know, this book over here that I referred to called the Bible, it says you can get angry, but sin not. You can get angry, but don't let the anger go down with the sun, you know, at night. Get angry. Get sick and tired of your dreams not coming to pass. Get sick and tired that your hope is not manifesting. Get sick and tired of it. Get angry. So that God can start moving you. You know what happens when you give in? You become a bum, a sloucher. You're just like, oh, what's the purpose? What's the use? Oh, my God has it all under control. I'll just have to just sit back and do nothing. Your God started out good, but a lie came in and did exactly what it wanted you to do. Surrender to the garbage. You got to pick yourself up. Pull yourself out of the mess. Face it and face it with God. get angry and get angry at the things that have been stealing it and say, that's it, it's not going to happen anymore. And when those thoughts come in, you tear the thoughts down and you throw them down, you stamp on them and you stamp on them and you say, that's it, I'm not going to let it happen. I'm going to get right back out there. But I've been looking for 3 years now and nothing ever happened. You were looking 3 years with darkness. And that's why nothing happened. There was darkness mixed in with your hope. And of course your hope wasn't able to come to pass. If you want to know more, I can sit down with you and explain more on a private one-on-one ministry. But I want to build a foundation right now to let you know why we're suffering. Why our dreams and hopes have been stolen and taken away. It has nothing to do with you doing anything wrong. It has nothing to do with those things other than lack of knowledge, other than, you know, being ignorant, other than not putting the armor on. Okay, you're running around trying to deal with these things naked. You know, you look kind of foolish. You just got to put some armor on and prepare yourself for life. You got to get dressed. Do you wake up every morning and get dressed? Or do you just walk out of the house naked? Well, spiritually speaking, we're walking out of our house naked. No wonder the whole heavenly host is laughing at us. No wonder they're saying, ah, easy prey. I got this one. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I want to get this one. Easy prey, easy prey. And they're all looking at you as easy prey. I want you to get mad. I want you to start saying, you know what? I'm not going to let this world that I don't know take me. I want to know this world. I want to know more about the kingdom of God. I want to know more about the spiritual world. I want to know the world that I'm living in so that I'm not walking around getting beat up, duped. You know? How many want to know this world? Amen. Keep logging on. Keep coming. Because I'll tell you all about the kingdom of God. I'll tell you all about this world so that you can have eternal life. How many want eternal life? How many want a life? How about just a life? Look, we started out really good. We all started out. You know what's really crazy? We learned to start out in life in different areas of our life. When we turn 10, we're ready for something. When we turn, you know, 18, we're ready for something. And then when we turn 22 or what, we're ready for something. And then when we turn 30, we're ready for something. There's always certain areas of our life that we're ready for something, but guess what? It always fails. It always drops off. It always goes to pots. We were built and equipped to be ready to take on something every different parts of our life, every different age of our life. But it's always stolen. At the very end, it seems like a big struggle, and what do? We give up. Well, why do you think that is? Come into my world. I want you to see what I see. Come into my world, and I'll show you everything. And when you can see what I see, you'll be able to overcome. This is why I say, why God? You need God because God was the one that opened up my eyes to see the world that I'm living in so I know how to live in that world. How many people are following me here? If you know what you're living with, you can live with it. Amen? If you don't know what you're living with, you can't live with it. So you have to know what you're living with. If I can have every head bowed for a moment. I want to give you permission to get mad. I give everyone here and those that are listening the right to be mad. Righteousness You know how many times we walked around with guilt, saying, oh, I shouldn't feel this way. I shouldn't be mad. I want to break that power right now. This is the ministry right now. I'm breaking that power of lie right now. And you have every right to be mad. I give you that authority now. Get mad. Take your life back. Those that have stolen it, get mad. And let them know that you stole my life and you're not stealing it anymore. Get mad. Tell them to go get a life. Tell them, you're not taking my joy, you're not taking my peace, you're not taking my righteousness, you're not going to make me feel bad because I want to do this. You're not going to make me feel bad because maybe I want to move to New Jersey. You're not going to make me feel bad because I want to live my life. It's not going to happen. Get mad. Get mad. It's good to get mad. Every power and every authority that was over you that said that you are not allowed to get mad, I break it now. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. I want you to take a big deep breath and I want you to blow out. Be free. Blow it out. Blow it out. Start blowing it out. Start feeling the relaxation. Start feeling the peace. Let that peace come in. Start feeling good about it. Start feeling good. Feel righteous about it. Feel righteous. You have every right to feel the way you feel. Put your foot down. Start putting your foot down. Start putting your foot down. Make a stand and say, you know what? I'm not letting the cankerworm and the locust steal me anymore. I'm not letting the cankerworm and the locust steal my joy. I'm not letting the cankerworm and the locust steal my happiness and my righteousness. I'm not letting it happen anymore. I see cocoons all over the place right now. God's wrapping you up in a cocoon. And it's only a matter of time. In that moment in time, you're going to flutter like a butterfly. You're going to come out so beautiful. God is doing a work right now inside of you. Don't think it's going to happen overnight, but God is going to change your circumstances. God's going to start changing your circumstances. If you follow the law, the word that is written right now, if you follow this word, you will see that you will blossom and become that beautiful butterfly that the locust and the cankerworm has tried to eat. There it is. You see? Isn't it awesome? How many people are starting to feel the deliverance right now? Amen. 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 Keep it coming. Keep it coming. Listen, there are some listening to this over the web right now that are probably screaming. They're not happy. They're not happy. But there are some that are listening right now that are starting to feel the joy of the Lord. They're starting to feel their life back. They're starting to feel their hope back. They're starting to get their vision back. They're starting to get their life back. They're starting to get their dreams back. They're starting to get their life back. They're starting to get excited. They're starting to get excited. I want you to start getting excited because these things will happen. Start casting down the negative imaginations. Oh, it'll never work. Oh, it'll never work. Who cares about the lies? If it's a light, it will work. If it's a vision, it will work. If it's a thought, it will work. The reason why it's not working, and the reason why there's a fight, is because you are creating your world. You are saying, it'll never work, it'll never work, it'll never work. Oh, is it ever going to happen? Is it ever going to happen? There's too much doubt. And that doubt is darkness. That doubt is the world that you don't know. I want to just speak on the world that you do know. And I'm going to keep it really simple. Doubt. Doubt. Everyone knows doubt. Cast the doubt away. I can't tell you to cast the principalities and the powers that are working on you, because you have no idea who they are. But you do, and you can relate with doubt. Look at all the cones in your road. Look at all the stopping, the stoppers. You got so many stoppers. Take the roadblocks down. Take the roadblocks down now. You want to go from point A to point B. Put your foot down, get mad, stop the car, get out, move the roadblocks, get back in your car and drive. Because you got to get to point B. Take the roadblocks out. Everything that is negative that comes in, look at it as a roadblock. You will now leave this place, and you won't look at it as a person or a place or a thing. You're going to now look at it as a roadblock. And you're going to say, you're a roadblock. Get out of my way, roadblock. This thing is a roadblock. Thing, get out of my way. This over here is a roadblock. This thing over here, get out of my way. Take authority now. Because all authority has been given to you right now. Take it. Take it. Take the authority. Amen. Take that authority. Let's continue to take your authority. Put your foot down. Know who you are. You're a child of God. You're a child of the light. You're the child of light. You can have everything that you want. You're a smart individual. You have everything going for you. You're just confused. You don't know how to go about doing it. You're lost. There's people around you who love you that can help and work things out. Humble yourself and ask for help, and you will see. You will get more help than you can imagine. I know the fears that you are facing. You don't have to fear them. You don't have to, because there's light in you. Let the light shine. And you will see God will do a great work. Let the light shine. And you will get a life that you will never, never realize or imagine in your wildest dreams. We have a tendency to look at everybody else. And then you know what creeps in? Jealousy, envy, strife. And then we get angry. I want you to convert your anger, not out there, but inside. Inside in the sense that I'm going to make a change. I'm not going to let my life fail. I'm going to pick myself up, brush myself off, and I'm going to get going. How many people are excited right now? Amen. Do you know tomorrow your life is going to change? And it's going to change for the good. As soon as you accept this word in your heart, God will prepare a way for you that you can't even imagine. A door is going to open up. An opportunity is going to look at you. And you've never saw it. You never saw it. You can't see it because the principalities and the powers and the darkness and the wickedness and all those other things are putting a big blindfold over you. They don't want you to see it. If you were able to see it, life would be so much easier, wouldn't it be? If you could see your future and how blessed it is, you would never even have these issues. But their job is to kill and steal and destroy. Do you know we get so angry at those that are pushing us? Why? Why are we getting angry at them? If someone told me to get up and go for it, I say, that's God. There must be a reason. I better go ahead and do it. What are you doing? I don't know. I'm just doing it. How about this? Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. The Lord, I'm not feeling it. Let the earth be glad. I'm not feeling it. Really? God knew you weren't feeling it. That's why he opened up this one's mouth. Look, God has the best interest in all of us. That's why I want you to know my God. And as soon as you know my God and hear my words, your life is going to change. How many want a new life? Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. Amen. With that being said, I want everyone to greet everyone with a smile, however you want to do it. Whether it comes with a handshake, a hug, it's on your own. And then at the same time, I want to wish Jim Franklin a happy birthday. Let's give the Lord a hand. A praise for Jim. It's his birthday. And I think there might be something over here, like a little cookie or something. There's a big cookie. And Rachel, I'm sure, will...